According to a poll using Common Core, 12 out of 5 people listen to The Kate Daly Show. Call 888-673-1450. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Do you have any people paid by the CIA who are working for television networks?
This, I think, gets into the kind of getting into the details, Mr. Chairman, that I'd like to get into in executive session.
This analysis that we made of the CIA's media operations disclosed, among other things, that they deliver through CIA couriers ready to print or ready to broadcast news, which is used by the media.
How easy it is to make people believe a lie, and how hard it is to undo that work again.
Hi there, welcome to Kate Daly Show. Yeah, that ended with a Mark Twain quote. Boy, so true. Welcome to the show today. And of course, I will take your phone calls gladly. Lots of things to actually report on today within our state, and so many things going on. And the first place I want to start is an event happening tonight. And I invite Kristen Chivery on the phone. How are you, Kristen?
I am doing well. Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, absolutely. Tell us what's going on tonight.
So tonight in St. George, there is a screening of the movie Vaxxed 2. It's the subtitle is The People's Truth.
Awesome.
And this is an account. Sorry, I'm out of breath.
That's okay. That's
this
okay.
This is an account of the stories that were told to the Vaxxed team as they traveled across the country, talking to people who had been injured by vaccines or people with children who had been injured by vaccines.
Wow.
And some of these are Utah stories that are in this movie.
Wow.
Kathleen Barrett is in the movie. Her son Colton is one who died after 4 years of therapy following the HPV vaccine
that
paralyzed him from the neck down.
So awful.
And then Crystal Cordingley is also in it. And her son, Corbin, died 14 hours after he got the flu shot.
Wow.
And so those are two Utah stories. I'm trying to remember if there's another one. Anyway, this movie is screening tonight. And if you go to our Your Health Freedom website, it's www.yourhealthfreedom.org. On the homepage there's a link to buy tickets to see the movie.
Okay.
And Polly Tommy, who is her family, her son and her husband, and Brian Burroughs produced this movie.
Okay.
She's going to be there tonight for a Q&A afterwards. And also Dr. Andrew Wakefield is flying in especially to be in St. George tonight for the screening. So
awesome. I love him. I've had him on the show a couple of times, and I've really enjoyed having him on, by the way. He's so knowledgeable. I wish people would understand. He was just coming so much from a place of caring, and his whole career was just annihilated. And it's sad because he was really just trying to say, can we just please look at this? And when he was first starting out, he was like, Hey, something's going on here and people aren't addressing this. And I just have so much respect for him.
Yes. And Polly, who is on the bus, and she's the one who collected these stories over the last 2 years. They've had people sign the outside of the bus if they're injured or if they have an injured family member and they've told a story.
Wow.
They have over 8,000 signatures. And I know that that's just scratching the surface.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
So
Absolutely. She
has done amazing things to get this information out and to educate people on kind of the personal side of the vaccine injury issue, whereas Andy has a lot of the technical information. Polly has the rubber on the road
Stories.
Literally.
Yeah. Yeah. Really. Honestly. Yeah. And this is at 7:30 tonight at Main Street Theater.
Yes, that is my understanding. So if you look at the link at yourhealthfreedom.org, it'll tell you where to get the tickets. And then if I know that on the website, it doesn't tell you where it is. Main Street sounds right to me, and you probably know because you live there. But
it does.
If you have trouble finding it, people are welcome to call me and ask, or they can call Cassandra Levitt, who is hosting tonight.
Oh, she's
you want
a
her number, or do you want?
You know what? If you want to give out a phone number, that's fine. And yourhealthfreedom.org is also the address. Main Street does sound right. I think they've been there before to Main Street at 7:30.
How about this?
What's that?
I will go home and update the website to have the exact location.
That'd be great.
Screening in a few hours.
That would be great. Yourhealthfreedom.org.
Yes, and there's another thing that people should know about at Town Square Park at the west end by Tabernacle and 200 West. The bus is parked there until 5 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
And they're doing stories right now, so if people want to go over there and just see the bus, or if they want to go and see if there's time for them to tell a story, that would be the place to do it at the Town Square Park. At the west end by Tabernacle and 200 West.
Okay, and that's tonight at 7:30.
Showing. Until 5.
Okay,
until
so
5.
The bus
it's
is
going
there
on
till
now
5.
Until 5.
Okay, perfect. Yourhealthfreedom.org. I'm glad you guys are doing this. I really am. I'm so
Thank
happy
you
about
so
it.
Much.
Yeah, you bet. And I'm glad to have you on too. Thanks, Kristen. Appreciate all your efforts.
All right.
All
have
right.
a great day.
Thank you. Thank you. That was Kristen Chevrier, and also Laura Westerbeen had reached out too, making sure that you realize this event is today. The bus is parked today. People are going and perusing that and signing that, and then also the showing tonight at 7:30 at Main Street on this Wednesday night. So just so you know, just wanted to make sure, keep you updated on that. There's so many different things going on right now. Can I just say, I know Michelle Bolter, who's running for state senate, was commenting on a bill. And the bill was HB 323, and I just wanted you guys to know about this. As a former State Board of Education elected official, I love that she's speaking out on this. And like I said, she's running for state senate. I hope she gets it. She'd be great in that role. What HB 323 is it requires the State Board of Education and the Division of Substance Abuse and Mental Health to develop or select a mental health screening tool to be administered annually to students in public schools. I know. Just let that absorb for just a moment. It would require the State Board of Education to select a mental health screening tool to be administered annually to students in public schools. This just makes me sick. Requires the Division of Substance Abuse and Mental Health to collect, store, and analyze data from the screening tool. Requires the Division of Substance Abuse and Mental Health to make 20 recommendations for interventions for students based on the results of the screening. Yeah, just based on how they answer the question, not even understanding what they're answering. These are kids. This just makes me so mad. Requires an LEA to work with the school mental health professional to provide recommended interventions in the school setting, and allows the State Board of Education to use surplus funds appropriated for the screening to assist parents to pay for recommended mental health interventions. So the school is playing the part of the parent. The school would be gathering data on your kid to be stored in a database, and it won't be protected under HIPAA. But will fall under FERPA, which is much more lax as far as the sharing of data goes. Please tell your legislators to vote no on another Steve Eliason bill. I know he parades around as a Republican. It makes me ill anyway, but all right. Please read this bill. Can you even imagine this? Can you even imagine this? Travis Sigmiller, who I greatly respect, has been speaking out on this and saying, oh my gosh, can you believe, you know, this bill? And we're so grateful to have Travis Sigmiller fighting the good fight against some of these representatives who are putting forth bills that are so excruciating in nature to our freedom, our liberty as parents, our parental rights. This legislator in particular, Lyson, he is kind of known for putting forth bills of this kind of nature. And it just makes me ill. That's all I can say. If you want the schools putting forth mental health evaluations on all students, they have no business doing it. They have no right doing it. To even think that they have a right doing that, I don't even know what to say. Other than, you guys, we're so in trouble if these are the bills that what we're supposed to have is a very red state. We're far from red. If this is the kind of stuff that we think we need to legislate, we're in such big trouble. I'm glad that I only have 2 more months of public education left in my life. I wish I would have homeschooled from a young, early age. I really do. It's my biggest regret as a parent. And because I've had to re-educate my kids consistently. And that's been more tough. It's kind of like the Mark Twain quote, you know, they can get you to believe a lie. It's harder to undo that lie. And not all that they've learned is lies. Not all. But enough that's messed with them that is hard. It's tough. And let me tell you, the point where schools become the parent, and they've already been doing this in short strides, right? They've already been chopping away at this branch for quite a while. And it just erodes everything that you do as a parent. You as a parent, you are in charge of your kids' mental health, not the schools. They are only there to educate. And I say that laughingly. Just to educate. They have no business being in your kids' mental health. Because you know what? When you put forth something like that, what are you trying to find? You're trying to find problems with mental health. And guess what happens? You'll find them. You'll have a set of questions based on a criteria that will deliver up results to get more invasive into your life, your child's life, your family life. They are not the parent. School administrators are not the parent. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is The Kate Daly Show.
Show. Make sure you get over to Dr. Diet, especially if you're trying to lose weight, especially for this summer or even spring break. There's still time. You can get in some good health and some weight loss and make sure that you're doing it correctly for your body type. That's the most important thing. Also, their coaching just makes a difference. The accountability factor makes a difference each week where you can weigh in privately. And I don't know, it just makes a big difference. 888-673-1450 is the call-in number. Go to Dr. Diet, 628-DIET, 628-DIET, and make sure that you're getting some help with Dr. Diet. Dr. Diet Wellness Center on Facebook. And of course, you can use the call-in number to call into the show. I've got Michelle Bolter, who's running for state senate, and I just so hope you get this. You should be a state senator. I would actually just absolutely love having your voice be heard. We need strong state senators right now, and we don't have them right now. In fact, we have people working against liberty consistently. And so I just love that Michelle's out there in the good fight, and she's former state school board. And I'd love to have you weigh in on this bill I just talked about, where the schools want to do a mental health evaluation on all the students. Welcome to the show, Michelle.
Thank you for having me.
You bet.
You know, it's, I was reading this bill last night with my husband. We were reading it together, mm-hmm. and we just thought, what is going on? It is such an overstep
yeah.
of the proper role,
right.
really.
Right.
And right now in the bill, it says that a parent can opt their child into doing this.
Mm-hmm.
But at what point will the school then decide, you know what, this is actually what's best?
Yeah.
So parents, we're going to do this. And then it's a health, it's a mental health evaluation every single year.
Yeah. I couldn't believe that
every
for all
year.
The students.
For all the students. And I have, there's a few questions that I want, that I have, but in the bill, it says that this, in sub D, it says that this is an effective tool for identifying, but do we know that? I mean, shouldn't it read this may be an effective tool?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
And then the screening surveys,
mm-hmm.
All it says is that the state school board, that they shall provide the screening surveys and develop them and everything. So then will these surveys be subjected to research and clinical validation?
Ooh, good question. Good question. And you being
that's
on the school board.
One that I'm like.
Well, your experience on the school board and understanding these kinds of individuals, are they going to ask for that? Are they just going to pass this through as if, you know, oh, well, that sounds like a good thing. Let's go ahead and approve this to be used in our schools, that kind of thing.
Right. Most likely we'll just pass it as, okay, mm-hmm. this sounds like it would be good.
Right.
We don't have any clinical health professionals that I know of
mm-hmm.
working on the state school board.
Right.
And everything has felt like everything has quadrupled in size since I've been elected in 2016.
Right.
It just feels like everything's just quadrupled and so much. Okay, well, the state school board's going will develop this. The state school board will do that. And maybe we'll save one child, but do we know if during these mental health surveys, will we inadvertently trigger other students? Like,
yeah.
especially if it's not validated and it's not given through a clinical psychologist, you know, somebody that has a degree.
Right.
It's just there's a lot of questions around it.
Right. It's kind of vague. Mm-hmm. And it gives
it's
a lot
really
of power at the same time, which is a really scary combination.
Yes. The power of now that data
mm-hmm.
will be in the hands of the school. And this is mental health data. And it will not be protected by HIPAA laws.
Right.
It will be subject to FERPA. And in FERPA, it was gutted quite a bit during the Obama administration.
Wow.
And I don't know that anything has been put back in that I have heard
right.
that was stripped out. And so they can share this data with any other education specialist or who call themselves education specialists. And it says that in the bill that the student's name won't be attached, but you were going to have everything else,
mm-hmm.
the school, the
right
grade, their student identification number.
Oh, it just makes me sick that they're venturing into this, that they think that this is what their role, this is the role of parents. And they are stripping parents of
right.
this in lieu of making themselves the parent. And I don't like that.
Right. And then they're going to suggest to parents, hey, we found problems. And then what if the parent doesn't agree with the findings?
Yeah.
Or doesn't feel good about the findings?
Right. Right. Or says they answered questions not taking it seriously or filled in the blanks or how is anyone going to know? These are kids. And so they're taking on this role. And you're right. Who trumps who? In this, right?
Right. And then it says all kids. So are we saying kindergarten? And they are not able to read. So will we have somebody read it to them? And then what if they have a question they don't understand? There's just too many variables that can go wrong in something like this.
Mm-hmm.
When you're trying to take over the role of the parent, it starts to become very, very dangerous.
Yep, I agree with you. I'm so glad you called in about this. It is really, really dangerous. Thank you so much. And I'm glad that you're speaking out, and I'm glad that you're tackling all of these bills and these issues that are really, it's a hot mess what we're creating. We keep creating in the legislature right now are all these bills to take away freedom. And so I'm happy that you're running for office. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And another thing about this bill is it's expanding government even more.
Yes.
And who's going to pay for it?
Yeah. Yeah. Even apart from the authority thing, it's always amazing to me that they just think we have this endless budget, which to them we do, because they can just keep taxing behind in special sessions. They can just keep taxing us to death for it. So,
yep.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thanks, Michelle. Michelle Bolter, thank you. Really appreciate it. Running for state Senate. I do hope she gets it. She'd be amazing. And you know what? She's on the lookout for stuff like this. And we don't currently have any state senators that are. And that's what makes me sad. They don't speak out on any of that. It's very, very frustrating. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi
you
there.
Know, I have pondered a lot. I've done a lot of studying of child development, and that's my wife's major. So of course, through college, I was helping her with homework.
Sure.
And one of the big things that I have noticed is we've done a lot of initiatives in the last 20 to 30 years, but the numbers are going up.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers of kids with mental issues, the numbers of kids with problems is going up. What we're doing isn't working.
Right.
It's not working. We need to be returning to the methods that, you know, I hate to say that our parents used, because there were some parenting tactics when we were young that weren't great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't ever want to see a kid beaten. On the flip side, we need parents talking to their children. We need kids sitting down at family meals, getting support, not in some classroom from someone they don't even know.
Yeah, this is about parents. About parents are the only solution to the problem that you're suggesting. Parents are it. When the school tries to 100%. Become the solution, we have huge, huge problems. And this is what's going on right now. They're trying to grab power they don't have.
Well, and like I said, when you look at the numbers, we've done all these initiatives to no avail.
Right.
But no one wants to talk about that. No one wants to say that what we've been doing is failing.
Right.
Because, you know, we may have, like you said, we may have saved one kid, but at what cost? Causing more grief to others.
Yes, and collecting data on kids and actually coming to conclusions on kids that could be very wrong and follow them for their whole life, because this data becomes part of their quote-unquote file. It's really sad that the schools even think they can do this.
There is so much that can go wrong with this. I just don't know.
I
don't know how they can even think it's a great idea.
I know. Thank you. I'm glad you weighed in on that. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello.
Hi, you're live. Go right ahead.
Oh, there we go. Okay, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
You're all right.
So if I can throw my two bits in this with this testing the kids, it's kind of ridiculous. I'll go back to when I was in high school, is before Common Core, and there was a rash of news stories about kids graduating high school that couldn't read, and so they decided to do a standardized test here in the state. This had been 91, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And so to protest, to just say this was stupid, everybody in my school just filled out A on every, and strangely, we all scored 20%, the school did. It was infuriating to the school board and everything. But the point that I'm not saying that we should do that. In fact, I am saying we should do that. But the point here is teenagers don't tend to have the best judgment. And chances are there's going to be a chunk of those people who just fill out stuff flippantly, not honestly. And this is going to follow them for the rest of their lives when it goes into this whatever, where it says this person has violent tendencies or whatever else it's going to be, when it was just somebody being flippant because they're a teenager, and that's what teenagers do.
Yes.
So I think this is something that's going to ruin lives.
Yep, and give a lot more power to the school administrators and the databases than they ever should have. 100%.
Certainly. Because you know that once the data is there, that there's going to be an enforcement associated with it.
Yes.
There's going to be some kind of program associated with it that we'll solve this by this, whatever it is. And that's going to cause a lot of problems.
I agree. So, I agree with you.
Anyway,
thank you.
It'll be as helpful as Ritalin.
Thank you. Yeah, exactly. Thank you. I really appreciate that. Hi, caller. You have about a minute. Go right ahead.
Yes, about three or four things wrong with this. First of all, we have to keep the context of this entire movement across the country to use mental illness as an excuse to take away our guns.
Mm-hmm.
So that you got to keep that in mind. It's political views and values that they're probably going to be assessing.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, what is one of the treatments for mental illness? Institutionalization. That's probably going to be eventual outcome of all this. Clinicians are infallible. There's,
mm-hmm.
It's a social science. And in some countries, they define attorneys, they define mental illness as defiance to the state. Who's going to be over this? It's the state. It's the government.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of major concerns with this. We've got to oppose it with every ounce of effort we can put into it.
Yes, I agree. Thank you for that. Really appreciate it. I know there was a big news story about the opening up a big mental health clinic. And, you know, it's for parents to decide if that's right for their child. Period. There's no other answer here. There's no other solution here. The schools can try a myriad of solutions. They have absolutely no authority for. They have absolutely, absolutely no authority to do. And they're trying to grant themselves more authority over our kids' lives. They already can monitor their social media. They can already go into areas that they absolutely have no business being in. Because that's parental. That is not for the schools. But you'll see them chipping away more and more and more at the parental rights in these matters. And that's why if I were people today, if I had little kids today, I wouldn't put them in public school. Sorry. Salt Lake just put in their big inclusionary transgender rules for bathrooms and everything else and catering to LGBT Salt Lake School District. It's crazy what's going on right now. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Are you?
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Come on.
I know, way back machine, right? Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Happy to be here. Happy to be on the air, actually. You'd be surprised. There's not a lot of people that get to do what we do on the air today in America. You'd be so shocked. I know. I get messages from all over the world that they're just surprised we're even on the air. And most people now have to do this kind of work in a podcast because it's just hard to find people that will speak the truth out there. It's just, it's difficult. You'd be so shocked to hear, to read the emails I get. Make sure that you're visiting Inside Out Hyperbarics. The reason I talk about them is because it's such a natural way to get help. And it can go along usually with what you're already doing, but it's such a fantastic way to heal properly and heal better from a myriad of things that you could be dealing with. When you're getting oxygen to a cell, it makes all the difference in the world. Give them a call or go to their website, Inside Out Hyperbarics with an S, insideouthyperbarics.com, or email Ryan at insideouthyperbarics@gmail. So easy, right? @gmail.com. Ask away, ask any questions. They're happy to help you. They have a new location and they are just fantastic adjacent to the hospital. So you're welcome to call in on that bill. The legislator that's putting forth that bill about getting the school to have an annual mental health exam on your kid, where they get to decide, the school board gets to decide which questions are asked and how the assessment's made and on and on and on. And I'm so glad that Michelle Bolter weighed in, being state school board. I'm glad that she weighed in on this and said what a danger this is, because they'll most likely just pass through whatever is presented to them as some sort of mental health analysis and okay it. And it'll go to the schools, and then your kid will be subject to a mental health eval, and you won't even understand or know how that information's being evaluated or what's going on. And it's really, it is quite sad, and it's destructive. It's destructive to parental rights is what it is. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes. Something else that's really important regarding this bill is the spying. They're not only spying on our kids, but in these mental health screenings, they're asking questions all about their parents.
Right.
You know, the doctors and the schools are already asking, do you have a gun at home?
Sure.
No doubt those questions will be in these screenings. This is surveillance state expansion. And the surveillance state has to be completed before they come after us, our freedoms completely. So that's another element of this is really dangerous.
Right.
It's not only spying about our kids, their privacy rights being violated, it's the entire family.
Yeah, thank you.
And others and friends and so forth.
You're
as
right.
Well.
You're absolutely right. Thank you for that. Really appreciate it. I know on Common Core testing, that was a lot more behavioral than people think it is. I shouldn't say it in the past tense because it's still going on right now. It's a lot more behavioral. It's almost, it's like asking ethical questions about businesses in Utah. You know, it's a very, very strange, strange thing that people aren't realizing. And the reason that we don't realize is because nobody knows what's on the Common Core testing, right? It's all computer-based. And the only reason I know that is because kids reported to their parents, the parents reported to me questions that bothered them that they were asked on Common Core. And it's behavioral. And it was done by a behavioral army, testing firm, Common Core. It wasn't done by educators. I don't think people even grasp that still. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
They're already doing this in the elementary schools. I had my grandson there, and they have a room for anxiety. And anytime the child, and these kids want to just get up and get out of class, so yeah, they'll go into the beanbag room where there's fish and all this. And I said, so do you question them once they come in here? And she says, oh, only if they're crying.
Wow.
So how's home life? How's this? They're already starting it.
Jeez.
But everything's so sneaky.
It is sneaky. Thank you. Really appreciate that. I think that's what I resent the most is the sneakiness. It's the trying to get in a million ways. So many of you want to, you know, protect our parental rights, and we're having to do it at every bend. I mean, that I think that's the tough part, is I'm thinking, well, where's all the people in school administration and teachers and all these other people that want to protect parental rights? Where are they? Or do they feel the same? Do they feel like they know more than the parents know, that they need to control the parents? And I'm hoping that's not the case. I do know some good teachers. I do know some people that are good people within the school administrators. But I'm so curious as to why you never, ever hear from them. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Kate, how else are the communists going to find out who's going to fight against tyranny?
Yeah. Stored deep in the data would be information on behavioral science as in relation to our kids. Yeah, and what they'll do and what they'll don't do, what they won't do. Thank you for that. Yeah, it's a great point. You know, that's what's, it's just so pathetic. We have to make it a mission to preserve parental rights. Once the state gets a hold of everything with your kid, and they already have so much that I don't think people realize, and maybe until we get into a crisis or something happens, do you realize how many rights you don't have? But especially like in lockdown and things like that, where they can say, well, it's in regards to the safety of your kid. We can't let your kid go, you know, even if you're there to pick them up, that kind of thing. But I don't think we're realizing what a cost this is to parents. Especially behavioral. See, mental health, we knew government was going to try and get involved deeply in mental health, and this is one of the ways they're doing it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello, Kate.
Hi.
Thanks
there.
For all you do.
Thank you.
I heard a comment the other day.
Mm-hmm.
It was a quote from, I don't know who it was, but they talked about gas chambering or gassing people that were useless to society or those that aren't contributing to all of society.
Sounds,
do you know who that was?
I don't. It sounds Hitler-esque, but yeah, I don't. I don't right offhand.
Okay, well, I it was just the other day, and I've been doing some research on their internet. I couldn't find, you know, the name that came up again, but I'd heard it from somebody like Glenn Beck or Rush Limbaugh or something like that.
Okay.
But as you talked about this mental health testing, you know, with their school districts and, mm-hmm. you know, with their school program,
right?
That's what it's leading to. That's exactly what, you know, it's leading to.
Well.
But some crazy kook's going to get, you know, get into power
mm-hmm.
and take disinformation, start eliminating.
Well, they want the data for a reason. That's can't even be questioned. They obviously want this data, and data is king. And so not only collecting data, but they also want to remove parental rights. You know, when Chris Stewart, our congressman, voted for school administrators to be able to go into people's homes to evaluate them as parents, to evaluate the situation public school kids are in, right? Not really addressing the fact that they're walking into people's homes, but the fact that school administrators could do that. I was so alarmed that he would even vote for that. I was so alarmed that anyone would vote for a bill like that. It's very communist. And that's why this kind of stuff really scares me, that we are moving into this direction in this snowball effect where it's getting bigger and bigger, like Michelle Bolter said. We're losing our parental rights, and people don't understand. They just are not getting how bad it is.
Well, thank you, Kate.
Thank you.
You're,
I really appreciate
awesome.
Thank you. I really appreciate you calling in. Thank you. It's frustrating to me as a parent, you know. I've got kids. And it's tough to watch them walk down the mental health road. And we already have Suicide Week and all of these things. And I don't actually think those weeks are beneficial. I don't think as a parent they're beneficial to anybody. I think that people think they are and they pat themselves on the back for it. But I actually don't think there's enough data to say that it is beneficial to talk about it 24/7. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. I would like to say that what they're trying to do here is they're trying to do things that say, oh, well, we'll help you with this. We'll help you. We'll help you.
Yes.
If the bureaucracy wants to help you with your children that you're supposed to raise, you darn well better be worried.
Great comment. Thank you. Yes. All in the guise of helping. We were talking about the homeless yesterday. Remember? It's all done in helping. We're helping. We're helping. No, you're enabling. And in this case, helping means taking control. We're going to help you. We're going to provide this for you. Those magic words at the school level, we're going to provide this for you. No, they should not be providing anything having to do with mental health. You know, they have counselors at schools to help in certain situations, and even that role is growing. And now we're looking at, okay, what I see is a bunch of busybodies that sit around going, now what can we do? Now what can we do? Now what can we do? Well, maybe it's not your place to solve this problem. I don't think they're used to hearing that. I don't think school administrators are used to hearing that. If they think everything is a problem that they get to tackle, we're in trouble. It's the parents' role. The parents are parents. They only send their kid off to school to try to get educated. That's it. That's where their role ends. And we're allowing this by our silence, quite frankly. It's bizarre. You know, just to round up this hour, I have to tell you, The Guardian had an article talking about our very red state, right? Red, give me a break. We're not red. We have all these legislators that are even Republican trying to steal freedom. I don't think that I wouldn't consider us a conservative state. But anyway, they said red state Utah embraces plan to tackle climate crisis in a surprising shift. Now listen to the subheader on this article. Utah aims to reduce emissions over air quality concerns as other red states are also starting to tackle global heating. So in order to deal with air quality pollution in Salt Lake, they're now saying, especially on The Guardian, I'm friends with Glenn on Facebook. I'll have to message him on this one. The Guardian, in order to put this out there, what they're saying is that we are embracing climate change as a state, that we believe in climate change, and that Utah's long-term future involves climate change. So therefore, it's refreshing to see Utahns start to embrace it. Now, I know Mitt Romney embraces climate change as far as human. Now I'm talking about human-caused, not cyclical. That already happens, but in small doses, but very, very minute doses. But I'm talking about in human-caused. So Romney's out there toting that, and he has continuous meetings because I see his schedule. He's got continuous meetings on it, and he's firmly behind it. And so are a lot of them. You know, Handy, Representative Handy, the one that's pushing red flag, he is also for climate change. I wish these people would just come out as liberals. So he is in this article and quoted as, we're finally sort of embracing this, and isn't that great? And that climate change is part of us addressing pollution. Not necessarily. And they're very sneaky in this article about how they're propping us up as people of our state that are embracing this. No, when we talk about pollution in Salt Lake, that's a much different issue than being behind these environmental wackadoodles that are all about your paper bag is causing climate change. Isn't it? It's so funny to me. I read a meme the other day that just cracked me up, and it said, you go to buy the milk in the plastic carton, and you buy the bread in the plastic bag, and you get the donuts packed in a box with plastic on it, and then they don't allow you to have a plastic bag to take it home in. Truth. All I'm saying is that we've entered wackadoodle phase with these environmentalists, and they're trying to paint us as a state that's embracing this, and they don't even get what they're talking about in our state. But there are a lot, and I think that's the resounding alarm bell, is that they're quoting all of these Republicans in the article talking about how they're embracing climate change, human-caused climate change. And I just wanted you guys to know that. It's bizarre. It is so bizarre how they're twisting and turning it. And they're even saying a little bit in the article, well, we know they're not completely embracing it, but they're moving towards it and they're open to it and yada, yada, yada. So I just wanted to let you know this stuff is going on. And with people like Handy, who's really a liberal, but tries to be a Republican, with red flag and climate change and all the things that these guys are about, these guys that pretend to be conservatives, it's scary what they're espousing. And they're doing it in the name of our state and the majority of our state and the GOP because they belong to the Republican Party. Well, can we put a gag order on these people, please, from talking to the press? Oh, my gosh. Can we put a gag order on them anyway? I'll be right back with Melissa, and we're going to have a great talk about history. And I hope you do chime in on this. And then in the last hour, Susan, we'll take your calls with Susan as well as we go down the rabbit hole a little bit, and be right back. Don't go anywhere.